You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Boston Pizza has been shuttered for nearly 3 years, and after a two-year odyssey to completely rebuild the restaurant from the ground up, the business community celebrated the reopening with a ribbon cutting last week, just in time for the FIFA World Cup. There aren't too many pubs and sports bars left in Smithers, so the reopening of the Boston Pizza, one of Canada's largest homegrown restaurant chains, was welcome news for the community. Pam Hassan was at the ribbon-cutting ceremony to chat with the folks that brought Boston Pizza back to life.
And what our team has been able to give back to help open this place. I can't tell you again how proud Chad and I are of doing this. We've obviously spent a lot of money, you can see by looking around. This was not just a renovation or a quick insurance fix. Tyler and his team have worked with us tirelessly for 2 years now to make this building come to fruition. And we know we're going to be great community support. That logo, we're so proud of. That is us being an integral part of this community. I want to thank everyone again for coming tonight. Please enjoy our hospitality. And I hope we have many, many years of great happiness and enjoyment together. Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to the fun part. Let's cut this ribbon.
Yeah, I'm Sergio Effio, and I am the general manager of the Boston Pizza. Yeah, I joined the team this year, and with the challenge of opening the new concept, let's say. So the capacity grow considerably. Like we have now at around 30% more of what we had before
for seating.
Of course, we cannot operate at the full capacity yet because this is the learning curve as the restaurant is growing.
Oh.
So we cannot operate at a full seat capacity.
Okay.
Because the team is learning. We have it's a whole new training that the whole team was being trained since this month, and it will take a little bit until the team is prepared to attend, like to completely serve a full capacity.
What capacity will? And actually, remind me, the opening day is like today, but like for the general public, when is the opening day?
It's open already.
Okay,
yes.
I did see it super busy in here.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if it was just.
We have a week all open to the public, and
yes,
we are limiting the hours right now.
Okay.
So we only are opening for the evenings.
Yeah. Okay.
And we will open for all day, hopefully in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And after that, we're going to try to start growing and growing in our capacity as our team also improves. In the evenings, we are able to take the full restaurant side, but we're not taking patio.
Yeah.
We hope that by mid-summer, we can take also patio and also lunch.
Okay. So how's it going training the new staff? I mean, this is a really big employer in Smithers as well, too. So how do you feel about the responsibility? And yeah, how do you feel about just the general reception?
It is a challenge. It is a challenge. This is a high pace and high volume restaurant.
Yep.
So training this type of restaurant is not an easy task. It takes time and it takes effort, and the team is doing their best. But it takes quite a bit of time to get into the capacity that you want to be fully open and to give all the service that you want to how you want to do it. So it is a challenge to manage and to set up the team for success. My experience is a little bit more in management, but also like I'm a chef. Like I was a chef, but the last few years I was more in operational roles, with background in culinary, but also in education. I work for a university. I work in different countries. I work in the United States, in Dubai. So I had quite a bit of an operational experience. It's important to know that this is now being part of the community. I know that even though we are a franchise, I live here 6 years already, and most of the team are from Smithers or around, like they grew up here or they've been living quite a bit of time now in Smithers.
Yeah.
So it's important for everybody to know that even though if it's a franchise, the people that work here are from that community.
Yeah.
So you're supporting people from that community as well.
Totally. Actually, no, I just remembered, I had someone sent me a question. Is there going to be a return of the Smoky Mountain meatball?
We do have the Smoky Mountain meatball in the menu.
Great.
It's one of the best sellers, and it's in the menu. The Smoky Meatball spaghetti is in the menu.
Great.
And we have a few items that people love, and it's been good.
Yeah.
The reception that we're having from Smithers is really good,
yeah.
And we're trying to keep up the pace.
I'm sorry, Sergio. I have one last question if you have time for one more question. But things like vendors, beer, that kind of stuff. Are you working with local companies to bring in food or anything like that, or beer even?
Yes, we're working with Smithers Brewery.
Yeah, okay.
We have a couple beers on tap for them. We also try to support local with events and with community engagement.
Yep.
But because it's still a franchise, we have a lineup in the food, so it comes. But although it's Boston Pizza is a Canadian franchise,
yeah.
So it all comes from Canada. It doesn't come specifically from Smithers,
right.
But the flour comes from Alberta, or Saskatchewan. Sauce comes from Alberta. So it's all the food that we use is Canadian,
yeah.
And most of the sources is from Canada.
Yeah.
So that's important to know.
Yeah.
And we're trying to support local as a community, as groups, as teams. Schools and everything. That's how we're gonna create an impact in the community.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you as well. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Tyler with North Valley Design and Construction, a local contractor in Smithers. We're in the local newly renovated Boston Pizza.
Okay.
In Smithers, BC.
Okay. So yeah, I mentioned before I hit record here, but kind of dying to know, why was it closed for so long?
If anyone's ever dealt with insurance, there's definitely a lengthy process with that. And this was an insurance claim right from the start. We go through a little bit of history. There was a sewer line that separated under the slab under here.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused a substantial settlement up to 7 inches in the dining room. And so we had to work with the insurance company to develop scope. And, in any commercial building or, part 3 building in the building code, it requires an architect and engineers. And so there's a lot of process to start with to get things going in a project. And then there was a few other issues that came up along the way. We found peat below the building that wasn't expected.
So you found peat below the building?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. And so we had to develop a solution with that with our engineers. To screw pile through that, to bridge through the issues so that we could have a stable slab again.
Okay.
And so, yeah, with all of those surprises along the way and dealing with the insurance company, architects, engineers, as well as working with Boston Pizza's design team in Mississauga, we had to develop a set of plans to do a renovation. And I was thankful that Stuart, the owner of the franchisee here, decided to fully renovate it to the new standards. And so there was a lot of steps involved and pivoting along the way.
Yeah, it seems like the kind of thing too where it could have been a kind of, claim our losses and move the franchise out of Smithers. But it is quite this is a massive draw and also a big employer in the town too.
It is, yeah. I think I just heard tonight that this, beside Canadian Tire, this is the second largest employer, privately owned employer in the Smithers proper.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a big deal. Talking to people that have come through here, some of the beer reps that have kind of come through over the last few weeks, they're saying the renovation here is very unique in the North. There isn't a lot like this, especially in the sports bar side with the new screens and the displays that we put in here. It's really a great stop for people traveling through. I mean, we are a tourist town at the end of the day, so it's a great investment that they've decided to do here.
Yeah. And sorry, I just want to clarify, because you said a settlement of 7 inches. So everyone was calling it a sinkhole. Is that the same thing?
A sinkhole? Yeah, I wouldn't say there's a hole below the building, but the peat layer below the building that we found through the process, it compacted because of all the moisture that was flushed down into it.
Yeah.
And so you can call it a bit of a sinkhole, but I do want to clarify that the actual structure of the building, the trusses, the load-bearing components, those were all very well built, and they're piled down very well. It was the slab on grade inside, but when that settled, it took all the architectural finishes with it, and everything was just, it was looking derelict.
Yeah. So I can't honestly remember the last time I was in here, just because it was so long ago. So is there much that's new or had to be rebuilt, or like maybe up to new standards? Like, I'm not sure if peat would equal mold sort of thing either, but was that an issue?
Yeah, mold wasn't an issue, but there are new codes that came in. So we had to rebuild the fire suppression system in the kitchen. I mean, when we took the slab out, we took all the walls out,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
And so we had to rebuild
in the kitchen though?
Yes,
yeah.
right to the very back walls, yeah, where the coolers are. And we had to rebuild all the kitchen walls, reinstall all the kitchen equipment, rebuild, and we also rebuilt it to the new standards as well within Boston Pizza, because they have, yeah, new ways of the new things now.
Sure.
And so it really is a complete refresh. I wouldn't say it's a renovation, it's a rebuild,
yeah,
and a major upgrade to the infrastructure.
Okay. My last question, you're from the north here, or where are you from?
Yeah, so I've been here for about 12 years.
Okay.
I'm originally from Alberta, but my wife is a local here, and
yeah,
so she imported me here about 12 years ago. I was here from day one. Like, they were still open when I came on site because I was called in to investigate why there was a sewer backup in the kitchen
on
the night that they closed. I think it was September 24th of 24.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
some time ago. So he came out shortly after that to do, and we're a design build firm, so I also did the inspection as to, like, is it structurally sound?
Yeah.
What's going on here? Try to diagnose the issues. And I think we clicked pretty early on, and we had a good level of trust. And that's really how any client of mine and I have to operate. We have a very high level of trust from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think Stuart and I developed that very early on.
It's Stuart Ramsey.
As a big employer, but as part of a franchise, I think people don't think of franchises as a commitment to local.
They don't. And I think that's one of the things that franchises get tagged with, is they just think this money is going to Jim True Living. This money is not going to Toronto. This money is getting put back in the community. I mean, we spent over $3 million. Local contractors, local suppliers, local material, everything. But that's just to get the building open. I mean, once the building is open, we're employing 80 people. And that's not all minimum wage jobs. There's a lot of people that are on high salaries here because they're skilled individuals that are working in the kitchen and in management. So all that money is going back in the community. As I mentioned, Canadian Tire and I would go back and forth probably for who has the most employees that from a locally owned business. But again, that money is all getting put back into this community. We need Boston Pizza to succeed in a town like this. This town needs this kind of a driver. I'm going to go beyond that. From a tourist perspective, when a tourist comes to town and they check into the hotel, they get in here at 7 o'clock. I mean, if they're lucky enough to be able to get a ride into town,
yep,
where are they going to go eat? They have nowhere to eat. We're the only place that you can get a meal on a weekend, or, well, on a Sunday or a Monday,
yep,
some places on a Tuesday,
yep,
but especially after 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we found, even the amount of time that we spent here, obviously, opening this place, that was a constant struggle for us, going, oh, we finished work at 7 o'clock now, and it's like, oh, my only option is a Big Mac?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
People want to congregate.
Yeah.
COVID is over.
Yeah.
They want to hang out. And since we've been open, we haven't done any advertising, we haven't done any promotion, we haven't done anything. We've been full every night.
Yeah.
Our people are stretched to the max right now because it was just bang.
Yeah. Do you know how many of your employees now are returning employees?
Four.
Okay.
So we had four returning employees. And we understand that because we've been closed for almost 2 years. You can't sit around and wait and say, I hope Boston Pizza opens one day.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, a lot of people probably never thought we were going to open.
Yeah.
I mean, we see the rumors. It was like, oh, the Northern Health shut them down. This happened. This happened. No, no, no. Our floor gave way because of the water table impacting what happened here.
Yeah.
We had an excavator and a skid steer in here putting 64 40-foot piles in custom 10-foot sections. Like, where people are having their meal right now,
yeah,
was excavators and skid steers.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work.
Absolutely.
And again, Tyler touched on that.
Yeah.
This is all local.
Yeah.
We didn't use a single out-of-town contractor.
Are you from Smithers, and why does that matter to you?
So, I live in Prince George.
Okay.
And we spend our time, we have other businesses here, Liquor Warehouse is our business as well. So we move between Prince George, Smithers, and Rupert. We have other ventures.
Yeah.
So we service this whole corridor. And that's a big corridor, because from Prince George, Smithers is a natural stopover from Prince Rupert.
Yeah.
So anybody that's going from one point to the other has to stop here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a natural stopping point. So we knew that. That's why we want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Why does this matter to you so much?
We're proud to be a big part of this community. And I'm super proud of my team. Like, everybody works so hard to do this. That means a lot to me. And I guarantee my wife and kids had a bet to see how long it would take for me to cry.
Well, thank you so much, Stuart. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.